How can you promote homosexuality?
Hosted a meeting of such kind. Of particular concern was the fast spreading of AIDS among prisoners. Since homosexual intercourse is the main way of spreading the disease in prisons, it was suggested that condoms be supplied to prisoners. Professor Singh, scientific chair of International Council for Prison Medicine and consultant for the World Health Organization, was there.
My own individual opinion is to provide condom to the prisoners, because I come from Canada, where it is an accepted policy that we provide the prisoners condom, just like we provide outside community those people who do use drug and other kind of things free condoms.
The issuing of condoms is severely criticized by the people on the street who believe homosexuality is taboo in the Zimbabwean society. The taboo is a cultural belief. It should not be violated. But supplying condoms would be the way of encouraging the inmates to misbehave.
I totally disagree with that. Condoms must not be supplied, because you will be encouraging homosexual in prisons. So it will be discouraged from the beginning. No condoms must be supplied in prisons.
Ben is a homosexual who is finding it tough to live with such attitudes. He says that he was born like that and there's nothing he can do to change his sexual feelings. He's proud of what he is.
I feel if this system was legalized in Zimbabwe, everybody in society would accept us as he or she accepts a man and a woman having a relationship. But with the present situation, it's like we're being taken as outcasts. This is because society feels that homosexuality is something done by mentally disturbed people. Yet it's not true, because I'm 100% normal and have feelings, only that my feelings are meant for men and not women.
He goes on to say there are many homosexuals who are doing it secretly because of fear of victimization. He feels prisons are such institutions which are exposing the pervasiveness of homosexuality in Zimbabwe. For instance, he says he's not facing problems in finding partners. But why does the Zimbabwean society insist on believing homosexuality not exist?
You see, the way the Shona people looked at things was to say, something has happened. The question next is, why has it happened? In other words, they would believe something above the normal human beings has caused that. An abnormality would be sought in the realm of evil spirits.
Professor Claude Mararige, a social scientist at the University of Zimbabwe.
The Shona people would still think there is something wrong, even for somebody who would advocate that condoms be supplied to prisons, and so on and so on. That person would also be questioned by Shona society to say, what are you trying to say? Because there is no way you can convince us or any Shona person to say we are giving prisoners condoms because they go to bed with each other in the full view of other prisoners. That is unusual. Now we are having a community of animals.
It is this lack of openness that sees the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Health and Child Welfare avoiding the issue of condoms and homosexuality when he speaks on how to deal with AIDS in prisons.
I believe that one of the human rights which should be removed from any offender who is to be incarcerated is the right not to be tested for HIV. This can serve to segregate the positives from the negatives, the HIVs and the HIV naughts, so to speak, on purely sanitary grounds, just as we keep women and men apart, without any further costly intervention that will greatly reduce risk of HIV transmission. But in order to promote the rehabilitation component of the penal process, those identified as HIV positive, separately accommodated, should be exposed to more intensive health initiatives and behavioral change motivation.
But the question remains, why did our ancestors come to regard homosexuality the way that Zimbabweans now do? I believe Zimbabwean people think homosexuality is not moral because it does not bear children. It's just an attitude which does not help the society. It has no function and as a result is seen as an indulgence.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.